Good afternoon. I'm Jason Parrott, and this is Emphasis. This afternoon, we will look at Keokuk's Weekend Backpack Nutrition Program. And joining us to talk about it is Russ Durr, who is the principal at Keokuk's Wells Carey and George Washington Elementary Schools. Durr says the program is designed to give students in need some assistance on long weekends.
We have students in our society and in every community that need just a little bit of help every now and then. For the most part, they know how to generate that help themselves, even the youngest of kids, for a two-day weekend. That they've been doing that all their life, but a three-day weekend, in the case coming up, it's going to be actually be a three-and-a-half-day weekend. They're not used to that, and we're offering just a little bit of assistance to help them through that.
What are some of the things that go into these bags that are going to be going home here? What are some of the items that you guys try to get in there?
We take a lot of time in choosing those items. We have to make sure that they can be prepared, be eaten by students of ages 5 through 10. So that means that there will not be any item selected that has to be cooked, has to be used even in a microwave, has to be refrigerated before or after opening. So we pick out items that the students can just pop the top, peel back a lid, and eat and have some nutritional value to go along with other items that are still in their household, but this assists.
And what are some of the items? You've already got them behind me, but just some of the things that you guys were able to pack up there now.
What we have selected for this upcoming weekend are applesauce, fruit cup, cheese and crackers, a honey nut Cheerio, Fig Newton bars, and some Vienna sausage, along with some high C fruit drink.
How many times have you done this? And obviously the next one is coming up here. How many times has Keokuk offered this type of program?
We started this program last year. We ran it one weekend last year. It was very successful. We got a lot of positive feedback, so that led the committee, and by the way, that is through the Keokuk Chamber Education Committee that this was started. And we received the feedback, and we thought, well, we want to try to do this again, and we wanted to try to increase it to multiple extended day weekends. And this year, we've picked three weekends that the students will be home either on a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Friday through Monday to assist them with some nutrition for that long weekend.
Parent-teacher conferences led to Keokuk schools dismissing early yesterday and canceling classes today. Durr says that is why this weekend was chosen as the first of the current school year for the backpack program.
We're trying to assist them this particular weekend. It's not a national holiday or anything like that, as some that we have, but it is a long weekend in the city of Keokuk.
How does this process work? I mean, obviously it would seem you don't just walk up and give the kids a bag of stuff. You've got the backpack. Is this just added to their own maybe backpack, or is this a special backpack that's given to them?
This is a special backpack that is given to them. And what we have decided to use here in town are just simply plastic grocery bags. We did that for a couple of reasons. One, to purchase a backpack requires funds when you're talking about approximately 600 children. So that pretty much eliminated that, whereas we can get the plastic sacks donated from a grocery store. The second reason is storage and cleanliness of the backpack. We do not have the space to store that many backpacks at any one location. And then because the backpacks would go home, stay home for a while, and then come back to school, we would have to have somebody make sure that they were thoroughly clean before we stored them, because sometimes it's a month, 2 months in between their use. So we just decided that wasn't a good idea. And we also know that other communities do things similar for the ease of it and the cleanliness of the program.
How do you determine which students will receive this? I would assume it's not every single student in the district. How is it determined which students and what grades are we talking?
We are utilizing the grades K through 5, kindergarten through 5th grade. We've picked that one because we cannot fund all students. We just simply are not that big yet. And the older the student gets, the easier it is for them to make do on a three-day weekend or a four-day weekend. They're more creative. They can take care of themselves just a little bit better than a 7-8-year-old can. The determination comes about based upon federal guidelines. We do not send out an a questionnaire. We don't call all the parents to see how things are going. But those that do utilize our free reduced lunch program through federal guidelines are automatic qualifiers for it.
And that's what I was going to say. This doesn't require a parent to come in and sign up. You guys have that information already, who is receiving a free lunch, reduced lunch. That's where you're basing this.
Yes. And if it were something other than that, then it might be a special request from a parent. And then at that time, we would guide the parent to our federal policies to assist them throughout the year instead of just on a weekend.
How do you come up? You kind of touched on it early on, but in terms of the money, are these items donated maybe from stores, or is this money that you guys are going out and purchasing these items?
It's a little bit of both. We started off with a grant from Walmart a year ago to get this off the ground. And if I could mention, we have been discussing this as the Chamber Education Committee for about 3 years. And one day, Christy Plum, the Walmart manager, said she might be able to find a way to help. A few months went by, and she did find a way to assist us, which assists the kids. And it got started through that effort. And then the items were picked because of the nutritional value to the kids and the ease of serving.
And it would seem like this would be a pretty good group of reaching out to the local businesses and stuff like that. Can you talk about how that works?
Yes, the idea grew after a successful weekend a year ago. And we had different private citizens, different industries and businesses comment on it and say, well, why don't you do it again? And so that created the discussion. And now we have private citizens, business and industry, churches calling and donating to it or wanting to donate their time and labor to help with the volunteer effort. And so through that, we were able to secure two other weekends this year. We have planned three, and we're just confident that the community will come through to fund our third weekend. And there are some businesses that instead of maybe funding, will purchase a product or two for us. The only thing that we ask then is that they purchase it for all 580 students that we're going through right now so that they all have the same item that goes home. That just reduces any possible problems of arguing. That's one of the reasons why we're also asking for financial donations from all interested parties instead of them bringing in 20 or 30 items, because the students look in the sacks. They want to see what their friend has, or a brother or sister, and they compare. Matter of fact, one of the things that we've sent home in a note this year were for the parents to try to encourage their children to bring it home before they open it, because last year we know that some of the kids acted sort of like it was a Halloween party, and before they got to the parents' house, they stopped, compared items, ate the ones they wanted to eat, traded some of the other items, and the trades are never quite fair.
How do you get over the idea? I mean, when you're giving these out, some kids will get them and some kids won't, and it would almost seem like some are going to say, well, why are they getting this and I'm not? How do you guys work on that? Is it with the distribution? How does that go?
It goes very smoothly. Most of the students know and appreciate that. Most of the students understand it. And for those that don't, we have a great group of classroom teachers that handle that classroom by classroom on a case-by-case basis.
What has been the reaction of the parents whose students are bringing this home? I mean, have you received feedback from parents, grandparents, guardians? What have you heard back?
We've heard a lot of positive comments back. Some of those have been at the street side as they're picking them up, wanting to just say thank you for it. Others have walked in and explained that maybe they were going through a rough period in their life right then that was unexpected, and they greatly appreciated it. Other parents have picked up the telephone and called us, and some have sent us an email being very appreciative of it. We've only had a few parents that didn't receive one of the forms of communication that was sent home ahead of time to say, well, my son brought this home today, and I was just curious why. We explain it to them, and then they say thank you, and they go about their way. But most of the parents have seen it in one of the communications that have been sent home ahead of time.
How big of an issue is hunger? I mean, you're seeing the youngest students in the district in your positions. How big of an issue is hunger here in the Keokuk School District?
I would say it's probably the same here in this community as it is in all communities that are listening. You have some students that are very hungry. When they come back to school on a Monday morning, the cooks that serve them that first breakfast will tell us about it. The students will tell us that their stomach hurts. And then we also know we have a large percentage of ones that are hungry but do not communicate it. Maybe they're not quite as hungry as the others. Maybe their stomach isn't hurting at that time, but we still know that they are very appreciative of that fact and can't wait to get to school Monday morning to eat.
How does that affect education in general from what you've seen? When a kid is, if they're thinking about food, it would seem they're not thinking about math, reading, science, stuff like that.
It affects it greatly, and one of the things that this program accomplishes, which is extremely important in all schools, is that relationship building that takes place before a student is ready to learn and wants to learn. It's a buildup of trust between the teacher, the school system, and the student and the parents that takes place that makes the student feel that they are going to be taken care of, that their needs will be taken care of, and now they can do one of their wants, and that is they want to learn.
What are the other weekends that are going to be coming up for this? I mean, are they this during this school year, or are we looking at it more maybe even one into the next year? How do you look at this, by school year or by calendar year?
We look at this by school year, and we have this weekend coming up because of our parent-teacher conferences. The next long weekend we have for Keokuk Community School District students is the weekend of March 10, 11, and 12. That Monday we have a district-wide in-service, so the students will be receiving a bag on that Friday, March 9th. Then the final weekend for us this year is the Easter weekend, the spring vacation break.
If people are wanting, obviously with the next two, you've got this one coming up, but the next two you're going to need people to be packaging the stuff, you're going to be needing the money. If someone is interested in either donating financially, donating their time, who do they contact? How do they do that?
The easiest way is to contact myself at George Washington Elementary School or Wells Cary Elementary School, or if they happen to know one of the Chamber Education Committee members. If not, they can call the Chamber office. We do have our next month planned as far as the packaging. One of our area churches has talked to us a couple of times. They have a location. They have some people interested in this. They knew about it the year before, and they are volunteering and arranging for that packaging for the next month.
We've covered a number of issues or angles of this in this discussion, but for someone who is maybe new to this program, didn't know it was in Keokuk, what do you hope they take out of our discussion? What do you hope they think about when they hear that this program is going on?
I hope they know that they're in a community that is a progressive community, that we've got things going on that are very positive, and this is one of those where it is something positive for the kids and that they can also get in and help with, either through a voluntary effort or through a financial donation. It takes $5 to do that for a student for one of those. We're asking for increments of $5 or $20 for private individuals. If somebody wants to sponsor a whole classroom for the year, we're asking $250 for that. They can make a donation larger or less than that. The donations are tax deductible, but we want the people to know that we're a community that cares and we're doing something about problems that we can identify.
All right. Well, that is all the time we have. Russ, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for getting the word out.
That was Russ Durr. He is the principal of George Washington Elementary and Wells Cary Elementary here in Keokuk. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Jason Parrott.